If I was staring at something and looking really frightened, your brain would work harder to figure out if whatever is scaring me may also pose a danger to you.
Eye contact means different things in different situations. If you're mad and looking at me, you might be a threat, but if you're scared and looking at me, it's unlikely that you're going to attack.
Right. So what the study suggests is that when you're studying emotions, you have to take eye contact into consideration. It also suggests that in ambiguous situations, your brain has to do more work to process other people's facial expressions in order to be able to evaluate the situation and respond appropriately.